Thailand is reporting progress in efforts to end human trafficking and abuse of migrant workers. Thailand's government is taking steps after receiving criticism from rights groups and the United States. In 2014, the United States government lowered Thailand's rating in its Trafficking in Persons report. Researchers reported that Thailand showed few signs of improving its record on illegal labor and human trafficking, the trade in human beings. Rights groups have protested labor abuses in many Thai industries, from fishing and manufacturing to farming. The groups say many foreigners are paid too little and expected to work long hours under threats of violence. The U.S. report placed Thailand among the countries with the worst ratings. It could lead to actions against Thailand, including a suspension of assistance from financial organizations like the World Bank. There are an estimated 3 million migrant workers in Thailand. Most of the immigrants are from Myanmar, Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam. The U.S. report said people from China, Russia, Uzbekistan, India, and Fiji are also victims of human trafficking in Thailand. They are often enslaved in labor and the sex trade. Last year, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha called for the creation of special anti-trafficking committees. He urged the groups to create new policies to stop human trafficking and improve worker rights. This week, the Thai Foreign Ministry released a report on the government's stronger legislation and new anti-trafficking measures. Don Pramudwinai is the country's deputy foreign minister. He says the new efforts marked progress in dealing with the issues of human trafficking. He spoke to reporters on Monday.
Past 6 months, there were tangible results, whether it's amendments of law and all the issues pertaining to the victims and the enforcement as well. All these genuine measures, are going to be implemented in a very effective manner.
Measures include stronger rules to protect labor in the fishing industry, including requiring that each worker has a labor agreement. In the agriculture industry, workers now must be at least 15 years old. The government says it reached out to civil society and non-government organizations to establish and supervise the policies. Tu Chit is a Burmese activist in Thailand's southern province of Phang Nga. He leads an organization that campaigns for migrant labor rights. He says the group is working with the government on a pilot project in the fishing industry. Tu Chit says the policy marks an improvement, including registration of currently undocumented labor. But he says more needs to be done. New government rules require all boats at sea to carry and use observation equipment by next month. The Thai government says it has registered up to 1.6 million migrant workers who had never been registered before. Kanchana Patachok is a deputy director general with the Thai Foreign Ministry. She says Thailand is looking to improve its standing by meeting international protocols on human trafficking.
Thailand is also working in good cooperation with international organizations and the United Nations obligation that Thailand has to undertake under the UNTAC or the UN Transnational Organized Crimes Convention, and Thailand is also a party to the protocol on human trafficking or trafficking of migrants. And we are considering acceding to the protocol on smuggling of migrants as well.
Thai Deputy Foreign Minister Don Pramudwinai told VOA the goal remains to end forced labor and human trafficking in Thailand. Phil Robertson is Deputy Director of Human Rights Watch Asia. He says the new policies are welcomed, but he says more needs to be done on enforcement, especially for the high-risk populations such as Muslim Rohingya from Myanmar and Bangladesh.
We've seen time and time again promises made, commitments promulgated, promises to change laws, to change regulations, but nothing gets done about impunity, the impunity to continue to traffic people, what's happening to the Rohingya, for instance, to migrants being forced onto fishing boats, raises serious suspicions that this is once again the Thai government's effort to talk themselves out of a problem.
The Thai government says it considers the efforts to stop human trafficking of top importance. I'm Jonathan Evans. Words in this story. Protocol, noun. A system of rules that explain the correct behavior and methods to be followed in official situations. Smuggle, verb. To move someone or something from one country into another illegally and secretly. Commitment, noun. A promise to do or give something. Promulgate, verb. To make an idea, belief, etc. known to many people. Regulation, noun. An official rule or law that says how something should be done. Impunity, noun. Freedom from punishment, harm, or loss.